Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming week and month, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. And we can't start out this week without talking about Memorial Day a little bit. Memorial Day, or Decoration Day as it used to be known, started to remember Civil War dead. But after World War I, the day expanded to honor those who have died in all of America's wars. In 1971, Memorial Day became a national holiday by an act of Congress. It is now celebrated on the last Monday in May, which is, of course, this coming Monday, or next Monday, May 26th. On Memorial Day, the flag of the United States is raised briskly to the top of the staff and then solemnly lowered to the half-staff position, where it remains only until noon. It is then raised to full staff for the remainder of the day. Now, why is that? The half-staff position remembers the more than 1 million men and women who gave their lives in service to their country. At noon, their memory is raised by the living, who resolve not to let their sacrifice be in vain, but to rise up in their stead and continue the fight for liberty and justice for all. As you know, communities across North Carolina hold parades and other events to remember and honor America's war dead. Attending one of these events is a small measure of your respect for our fallen heroes. And we've got one to talk about coming up in Raleigh on Monday, the 26th. At 4 o'clock in the afternoon at historic Oakwood Cemetery at the Field of Honor, there is a remembrance. And if you'd like more information, it's 919-832-6077. Historic Oakwood Cemetery will hold a ceremony of tribute to our deceased veterans who have served this country. The setting will be beautiful Veterans Field of Honor within Historic Oakwood Cemetery. This meaningful 45-minute ceremony will have meaningful music, tributes to our military, and a keynote speaker. That's Monday, May 26th at 4 o'clock at Historic Oakwood Cemetery. Alrighty, some events coming up on Friday, May 30th at 12. It's the Audio Description Community Meeting at Cam Raleigh. That's on that's at 409 West Martin Street in Raleigh. As part of a dual effort from Arts Access and Burning Coal Theater, you're invited to attend our Audio Description Community Meeting. In a truly open discussion about audio description and accessibility, we want to hear from you what is working well and what could work better. We also have exciting news and key tools to share with you. Any staff member from venues that provide audio descriptive services are welcome to attend and join in that conversation. Once again, that's the Audio Description Community Meeting on Friday, May 30th at 12 at Cam Raleigh on West Martin Street. The Jordan River Band is performing Saturday, May 31st at Tiernanog on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. The Jordan River Band is an adult contemporary classic rock and blues band from Raleigh. This crossover band plays a wide variety of classic music from the 70s to the present. The musical diversity of each band member's background allows for great original material, along with many popular cover songs with messages of hope, love, and faith. The 2014 Down East Awards are set for Saturday, May 31st at the Children's Museum and Science Center at the Imperial Center in Rocky Mount. This is at 270 Gay Street in Rocky Mount. It's a red carpet event celebrating the best in the community. The community, of course, of Rocky Mount. You can call for more information, 252-972-1167. Here's an interesting one, Lemurpalooza. This is Friday, June 6th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Duke Lemur Center on Irwin Road in Durham. Bring your family to meet the lemurs in our Adopt a Lemur program and choose which species to support. Meet our newest baby. This baby is only available for adoption on June 6th. Keepers will be here to answer questions. Now, by adopting a lemur, you help in the care of the animal. You will receive regular updates and photos of the animal of your choice, and you will not have to clean up after them. These animals stay at the Duke Lemur Center, and they do all the dirty work there. Call to reserve your spot. Once again, that's Lemurpalooza on Friday, June 6th. For more information, call the Duke Lemur Center at 919-489-3364. How about the second annual North Carolina Fresh Catch that's coming up Saturday, June 7th from 1 to 7 at Moore Square Park on South Blunt Street. Kick off summer with some cold craft beer, live music, and great food. NC Fresh Catch returns to Moore Square Saturday, June 7th from 1 to 7 with an on-site cooking extravaganza. Menu includes clam bake, island-style fish and chips, grilled jerk chicken, and more. Food served while supplies last. Shop local art booths and listen to music all day. Free with $4 minimum food and drink order. Partial event proceeds benefit Nourish International. Grey Gardens the Musical is coming up on Friday, June 13th at Clare Hall at St. Francis of Assisi Church in Raleigh. Meet Jackie O's most outrageous relatives. The North Carolina premiere of this three-time Tony Award-winning musical is about the real-life mother-daughter duo Little Edie and Edith Beale. Once engaged to a Kennedy, now living with 50 cats in a dilapidated Hamptons mansion, Grey Gardens is the riches to rags story based on the 1975 documentary. The Southeast Crab Fest is coming up in Raleigh Saturday, June 14th from 4 to 7 at Pullen Park. Tickets to this event provide you all-you-can-eat Charleston blue crabs, low country boiled, which is shrimp, corn, potatoes, and beef sausage. There's also music, family entertainment, and fun. The early bird tickets are sold out. General admission tickets are $29. And kids' tickets, ages 4 to 12, are $12.50. Both tickets have fees that go along with them. And you might want to call and check and see if there are still tickets available. The number to call, 980-202-1142. The Peak City Pig Fest is Saturday, June 21st, from 9 to 11 in historic downtown Apex. This is the third annual KCBS Barbecue Cook-Off and Street Food Festival held in historic downtown Apex. Street Festival, Beer Garden, and Music. Gareth Asher and the Earthlings, Monday, June 23rd at 9 at the Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. On his third independent release, singer-songwriter Gareth Asher is coming to age as a writer, delivering a well-crafted and emotionally charged body of work. This new album is intensified with bold electric guitars, steady driving percussion, and balanced with lush string arrangements provided by members of the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra. That's Gareth Asher and the Earthlings, Monday, June 23rd, at the Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. For more information, 919-821-1120. Singer Jose James is also at the Poorhouse Music Hall in Raleigh on Thursday, June 26th. Singer-songwriter Jose James has always been on the quest for new musical horizons, constantly evolving and blurring the lines between genres in the process. Now on the heels of his critically acclaimed Blue Note Records debut, No Beginning, No End, Jose returns with his dynamic and daring fifth album, While You Were Sleeping. While keeping his trademark soulful baritone at the forefront, Jose adeptly weaves elements of indie rock, folk, funk, blues, hip-hop, and R&B into an experience journeying from desire to introspection and spiritual epiphany. Once again, that's singer Jose James at the Poor House Music Hall in Raleigh on Thursday, June 26th. Moving over to Durham, coming up very soon, Mamma Mia at the Durham Performing Arts Center. That's May 30th through June 1st. Please call to make sure there are still tickets remaining. That's 919-680-2787. Mamma Mia is the ultimate feel-good show that has audiences coming back again and again to relive the thrill. Now it's your turn to have the time of your life at this smash hit musical that combines ABBA's greatest hits. Once again, that's Mamma Mia, May 30th through June 1st at the Durham Performing Arts Center. Also at DPAC, Triangle Rising Star Showcase and Awards Show on June 2nd. DPAC, in conjunction with Theater in the Park and Playmakers Repertory Company, and with the help of sponsor WTVD ABC 11, thrilled to announce the 2014 Triangle Rising Star Awards at DPAC. The Triangle Rising Star Awards is an education initiative to celebrate the students who participate and excel with wide-ranging talents in their high school musical. Weezer is also coming to DPAC. That's on June 5th. Don't miss this rare triangle appearance by American rockers Weezer. To date, Weezer has released 9 full-length albums. Their debut album, Weezer, a.k.a. The Blue Album, has been certified triple platinum in the United States and remains the band's all-time bestseller. Weezer's much-anticipated second LP, Pinkerton, was released in 1996. Pinkerton eventually went gold in record sales and has been a steady seller ever since. For more information, contact DPAC about tickets, 919-680-2787. Coming up June 29th at DPAC, Julianne and Derek Hough live on stage. Superstar siblings Julianne and Derek Hough will star in their own all-new dance production, Move Live, on tour. The show will be a complete stage production with sets, costumes, and a cast of talented dancers, with the Huffs headlining in solo, duet, and group performances in styles ranging from ballroom and tap to salsa and hip-hop and everything in between. The Dancing with the Stars champions conceived the show, which they are staging with Tabitha and Napoleon Diomo, best known for their Emmy Award-winning choreography on So You Think You Can Dance. American Idol Live, coming up July 13th at DPAC in Durham. No other show in TV history has proven to be a force like American Idol. Fans of the hit series can see this season's talented top 10 finalists live when the American Idol Live Tour returns this summer. American Idol Live gives fans the unique opportunity to be up close and personal with the season 13 finalists. Again, that's July 13th for American Idol Live at DPAC in Durham. The Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts Theater Raleigh's Hot Summer Night Series, Blood Done Sign My Name, is May 28th to June 8th at the Kennedy Theater. The best-selling novel by Tim Tyson is brought to life by celebrated actor-writer Michael Wiley. Based on the events surrounding the 1970 murder of Henry Dickey Marrow in Oxford, Blood Done Sign My Name provides us the opportunity to examine our own roles in the complex and often confusing racial fabric of America. Appropriate for ages 16 and up due to the subject matter and language. North Carolina Symphony Concert, Carmina Burana, May 30th at Maymandy Concert Hall. The North Carolina Symphony's Video Games Live is June 4th, also at Maymandy Concert Hall. Comedian Mike Epps will be at Memorial Auditorium on June 6th. Epps steadily climbed his way up the stand-up comedy ranks when he was recognized by a national audience in 1995. When he appeared on the Def Comedy Jam Tour and HBO's Def Comedy Jam. During a performance at L.A.'s Comedy Store, Epps caught the attention of Ice Cube. This led to the first of three feature films they would do together. The cult hits Next Friday, Friday After Next, and the New Line comedy All About the Benjamins. The Spring Ring, which did the 2014 Raleigh Ringers, their concert coming up June 8th at Maymandy Concert Hall. AC Entertainment presents Damon Albarn June 12th at Memorial Auditorium. Damon Albarn is a Grammy Award-winning singer, songwriter, producer, and composer whose eclectic musical style and observational lyrics have made him one of the UK's most influential and consistently interesting musicians. Damon Albarn has sold over 30 million records worldwide. Again, that's Damon Albarn, June 12th at Memorial Auditorium. Also at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, the Miss North Carolina pageant is set for June 17th through the 21st at Memorial Auditorium. Theater Raleigh's Hot Summer Night series returns with Other Desert Cities June 18th through the 29th at the Kennedy Theater. Brooke Wyeth returns home to Palm Springs after a six-year absence to celebrate Christmas with her parents, brother, and aunt, and to announce that she is about to publish a memoir dredging up a pivotal and tragic event in the family's history, a wound they don't want reopened. In effect, she draws a line in the sand and dares them all to cross it. This is for mature audiences due to the adult language. Again, that's Theater Raleigh's Hot Summer Night series with Other Desert Cities, June 18th through the 29th at the Kennedy Theater. A rescheduled event from the Broadway Series South series, Under the Street Lamp. This is rescheduled and set for June 18th at Maymandy Concert Hall. With their unique style and modern Rat Pack persona, Under the Street Lamp brings the American radio songbook to a whole new level. With the mantra, "Retro never sounded so now," these four extremely talented and charismatic former cast members of the Tony Award-winning Broadway musical Jersey Boys provide an electrifying concert produced at the renowned Chicagoland's Star Plaza Theater. Moving to events at Cary's Cocobooth Amphitheater, North Carolina Symphony Summer Fest Series opens Saturday, May 24th with Beethoven's Fifth. Summerfest opens with one of the most powerful pieces of music ever written. Also enjoy selections with citizen musicians playing during Play with the Pros. Play with the Pros features citizen musicians who join the North Carolina Symphony for select works. And you can contact the about tickets at 1-800-514-3849. Lawn price for the tickets the day of the show, $32. Table price, $34 the day of the show. On Sunday, May 25th, it's American Celebration and all that jazz. Jazz is America's quintessential music art form. Triangle Wind Ensemble celebrates the Memorial Day weekend with a concert of jazz and patriotic favorites featuring the Triangle's own nationally known jazz trumpeter, Jim Ketch. Ketch will be performing solos by Clifford Brown, Guy Wood, and Duke Ellington. The Triangle Wind Ensemble will play a variety of jazz styles arranged for our big band, along with patriotic works that honor our veterans on this special holiday weekend. Again, that is Sunday, May 25th at Cocobooth Amphitheater. The Hobnob Jazz Series continues Wednesday, May 28th with Marcus Anderson. Dynamic, multi-talented, and dripping with soul, Marcus Anderson is an award-winning musician with an abundance of career-defining accolades, all achieved under the age of 30. With the release of his fifth solo album, Style Meets Substance, the The critically acclaimed pop, R&B, and jazz musician's career is fast becoming one to watch. Hailing from South Carolina, Anderson is currently performing to audiences all over the world as one of the saxophonists in Prince's band, The New Power Generation. Tickets, $5 for adults. Kids under 12 are free. Again, that's the Hobnob Jazz Series, Wednesday, May 28th, with Marcus Anderson. Other upcoming events at Cocobooth Amphitheater, Apex High School Chorus, Band, and Orchestra Pops in the Park Concert, Friday, May 30th. Carmina Burana, Saturday, May 31st, the North Carolina Symphony, Music Director Grant Llewellyn, the North Carolina Master Chorale, and Capital City Girls Choir perform Orv's ecstatic Carmina Burana. Don't miss one of the largest groups of musicians to ever come together to perform this awe-inspiring live music experience. And on Wednesday, June 4th, it's the Hobnob Jazz Series featuring Steven Anderson. At PNC Arena, May 30th, 31st, and June 1st, it's Sesame Street Live. When Elmo gets his furry fingers on Abby Cadabby's magic wand, there's something in the air, and Sesame Street becomes a nonstop, all-singing, all-dancing musical montage. Grover and Baby Bear sing their highs and lows. Cookie Monster sings fast and slow. Bert and Ernie converse in song. And Murray makes mouth music for all to sing along. Tickets, all children under 1 year old and older. All children 1 year and older, rather, are required to have a ticket for entry. Prices are $17, $25, and $35 for gold circle seats. The sunny seats are $60. Also at PNC Arena, this is Saturday, June 14th, Bruno Mars. Renowned singer, songwriter, producer, musician Bruno Mars will bring his eagerly anticipated Moonshine Jungle World Tour to PNC Arena. The Grammy Award-winning global superstar will be joined by Allo Black. With 130 million singles sold worldwide, the 18-time Grammy Award nominee and winner has made music history more than once, including such milestones as scoring his first five Billboard Hot 100 chart toppers faster than any male solo artist since Elvis Presley. Tickets prices start at $39.50 and go up to $99.50. Once again, that's Bruno Mars, Saturday, June 14th. And Katy Perry performs at PNC Arena on Sunday, June 22nd for the Prismatic World Tour. That ticket prices range from $29.50 to $125.50. And once again, that's Katy Perry at the PNC Arena on Sunday, June 22nd. There is just music all over the place in the Triangle. The Pinecone Piedmont Council of Traditional Music lists a number of events coming up. June 1st, 5 o'clock, Ironing Board Sam brings the blues to Wake Forest E. Carroll Joyner Park. Born Samuel Moore in Rock Hill, South Carolina, during the course of his life, he has performed on some of the biggest blues stages in the world. On June 5th at 5 p.m., Linda Dawson and Patty Hopkins kick off the new Pickin' in the Plaza concert series with Look Homeward. Songwriting guitarist Dawson and fiddler Hopkins step out of the full-on Kickin' Grass band to lay down intricately crafted female duets available on their aptly named new album, Traditional Duets. On June 8th at 3 o'clock, local favorites, the Gravy Boys, take old-time themes and bring them into the present day with an authentic passion that resonates with all who listen by drawing from the deep well of our country's diverse musical heritage. North Carolina Museum of History, free and open to the public. On June 14th at 6 p.m., welcome the South Carolina broadcasters to perform everything from old standards out of the hymnal to original tunes they've penned themselves. This trio has shared the stage with Ralph Stanley, Taj Mahal, Ricky Skaggs, and the Carolina Chocolate Drops, and we are thrilled to bring them to you on the Pinecone Stage in Cary. Bring a picnic and some friends and enjoy a lively evening of music with the South Carolina broadcasters at Cary's Sertoma Amphitheater in Bond Park. It is free and open to the public. On June 15th, at 5 p.m., reigning IBMA Female Vocalist of the Year, Claire Lynch, returns to the Triangle for the inaugural Midtown Bluegrass Series. The Claire Lynch Band brings their unique sound to Raleigh's new Midtown Park in the North Hills neighborhood. Lynch was also a 2012 recipient of the prestigious United States Artist Walker Fellowship. It's free and open to the public. Open jam starts at 4 p.m. The American Dance Festival is in Durham, June 12th to July 26th. Call 919-684-6402 for more information. The American Dance Festival events are at DPAC and Duke University. Festival for the Eno is coming up July 4th and 5th, 10 o'clock to 6 o'clock each day, West Point on the Eno Durham City Park. For decades now, people from all ages and walks of life have been coming together on the beautiful banks of the Eno to listen to great music, share local arts and crafts, eat delicious food, and most of all, celebrate the Eno River and watershed and its importance in the community. That's, once again, that's the Festival for the Eno on July 4th and 5th. Keep the kids entertained and your wallet fat this summer with free or low-cost live outdoor concerts throughout the Triangle. Here's what's in store for the summer of 2014. There's a ton of them. We start out in Apex. There's the Toasts and Tunes concert series, free concerts for all ages at Clower Family Vineyards on Saturdays monthly, stretching through to November. Concerts at the Historic Train Depot and Apex Nature Park Amphitheater are free. Outdoor concerts at the Historic Train Depot in Apex and concerts on the campus between Town Hall and the Community Center, as well as the new Nature Park Amphitheater. Performances include brass, country, big band, rock and roll, beach, bluegrass, reggae, and jazz. No alcohol or pets are allowed. And that's it for another week. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org.